Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. While the Penguins ended the Islanders' team record 15-game winning streak in 1982, and they did it to the Isles again last night, stopping their second-longest winning streak in club history. New York had won 10 in a row before the Pens defeated them in overtime, 4-3. Also, the Rangers doubled up the Hurricanes 4-2, the Flames topped the Devils 5-2, and the Capitals downed the Panthers in overtime 5-4. In the NBA, Kemba Walker missed his first six shots before finishing with 14 points and 6 assists in the Celtics' sixth straight win, 108-87 over the Hornets. In men's college basketball, Winthrop took down Hartford 67-57. In the NFL, Thursday Night Football, Josh Jacobs scored on an 18-yard run with just over a minute remaining to help the Raiders pull out a 26-24 victory over the Chargers. In MLB news, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso and Astros slugger Yordan Alvarez have been picked as this year's top rookies by Baseball Digest. And Angels outfielder Mike Trout has received his 7th Silver Slugger Award after batting .291 with 45 home runs and 104 RBIs this season. American League recipients include Boston's Xander Bogaerts and Mookie Betts, and Yankees infielder DJ LeMahieu. In golf news, U.S. President's Cup captain Tiger Woods has used one of his 4 wildcard selections on himself. The decision makes Woods the first playing captain in the tournament since Hale Irwin in the inaugural edition 25 years ago. The President's Cup takes place December 12th through 15th in Australia. I'm Jesse King.